Welcome to the Teach and Tell podcast. I'm your host, Mike Raymer, Executive Director of the Georgia Council on Economic Education, an organization whose mission is to help teachers teach economics and personal finance. Come along as we spend time with some great teachers to learn more about what it's really like in the classroom. Today's guest is Angie Battle. Angie, tell us a little bit more about yourself and your teaching career.
All right. So I'm Angie Battle, and I am currently the program manager for the Georgia Council on Economic Education. Shout out. GCEE. I started here in July of 2019. But prior to that, I was in the classroom for 26 years, doing everything between fourth grade and eighth grade, and all the iterations of that. And it was a great experience.
Were you always in Georgia the whole time?
No, actually, I started off in Louisiana, which is where I'm from. And then we moved here for my husband's job and got a gig here in Houston County, was there for 22 and a half years. And that's how I got here.
All right. So you've got some experience. So yes, how many students do you think you've taught in 26 years?
I would say thousands, in the thousands. And I remember half of them.
Yeah.
My face. Yeah.
There you go. All right, cool. What do you think in your 26-year career and now even working with teachers here at the Georgia Council, what's been the most rewarding part of being a teacher for you?
I would say just knowing that you are a positive influence in their life, and because there's so much negative junk in the world, and just to be a positive part to somebody that's a cheerleader for them and encouraging them to be better and be better people and be better humans. That's why we do what we do.
Okay, cool. Flipping, I guess the other side of that question is I want to talk about challenges of being a teacher. When you were in the classroom, what were some of the greatest challenges, or what was the greatest challenge that you remember kind of butting up against, and did that challenge change over your career?
I would say originally the challenge was at the beginning, it was just lack of experience of just not knowing how to navigate through things. But, you know, as years go by, you learn by the mistakes you make and also the great things you do. So, and you try to keep on doing the good things you do and, you know, adjust. And sometimes, and personally, professionally, we do that as teachers, but sometimes we don't necessarily see that as the system as a whole. So change comes a lot slower systematically. So also, I think I wish all along that the people that were policymakers could actually see and remember and experience what teachers in the field were actually doing, so they can get a better sense of the challenges and be a little bit more creative in problem solving.
Okay. If you could wave a magic wand, you could make any change or changes in education. What are you going to do to change the profession? You can do anything.
Oh, I would definitely make it to where teachers are paid what they're worth.
Oh.
That's just my thinking, not just monetarily, but be compensated for their time, for their energy. Because I don't think anyone, we say it, but I don't think anybody knows just how much time teachers actually put in beyond the contract hours. And yeah, so being compensated properly for that work.
Yeah, I think good teachers are always on, like they're always thinking about teaching.
Yes.
Looking for the next great thing, the next cool thing.
Yes.
I also think, I'm with you with the compensation, and I think it would do a great job of attracting more people. So I've known several people who are professionals making it a lot of money who would say, I'd love to be a teacher, but I can't afford it.
And I would be okay with the accountability, and not necessarily via test scores, but definitely the accountability being commensurate with compensation.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's fair, but then again, you know, the accountability, what does that look like? What is true productivity in the classroom look like? And
yes,
how do you measure that? So
exactly. Yeah. All right. Can you think of one single favorite memory from your long, long, long teaching career? What's the one thing?
I don't have a single. I have lots because teaching 26 years and even beyond, I've had some great memories. Lots of great memories in this job that I have right now. But I would say working with children, working with students, one memory that sticks out is when we took our fourth graders to Cumberland Island, right off the coast, and you had to get there by ferry, and it was a big deal. And the kids were just so excited to be there because a lot of them were, you know, we were in a ruralish area of Houston County, so a lot of these kids didn't have the travel experience that a lot of folks have. So when we set out there, we're here on the island, and they're getting to see things, feral horses. They're getting to see all the stuff they've never in a million years would have been able to do just in and of themselves. But my favorite memory of that whole thing was when we walked out, and there's the beach in front of us in the Atlantic Ocean spanning before us. And our students rolled up their pant legs because it was a little chilly. They rolled up their pant and went out in the water, and they just were so happy just to be alive. And that's a great memory, being nice. A part of.
Yeah, field trips are great. I mean, yeah. they should be mandatory.
I agree. Yes. Agree.
That's a good memory. Now I'm wishing I was at the beach running into it with my pant legs rolled up. That'd be nice.
Toes in the sand.
So this question about I've been asking everyone about their last day of teaching. What are they going to teach? So this is kind of fairly recent-ish to you. Not long ago, you faced this dilemma. So let's say tomorrow is your last day of teaching again. What are you going to teach before the kids walk out the door to get on the bus for the last time?
Investing in your human capital.
Oh, tell me more.
One thing I did, I did it with every group where I believed I was there for more than just teaching content material, just again, being a positive, allowing them to open their eyes to see that you can have more choice. You can have more options available to you. So the more options you have available to you, but that involves you're investing in yourself and pursuing the things in your life that are positive. And because the more positive decisions you make, and the more you invest in your skills, your abilities, your everything, the more options you have available. And that just makes your life a whole lot easier. And I said, I don't think, and every year I would also say, and I did it. And I actually did have this word with my kids whenever, like, you've got to believe in yourself and you've got to care about yourself as much as I care about you. That's all. So, and leave them with that.
Bell rings, boom, they walk out the door for summer vacation.
We're ready. Yes. That's what they wanted to say.
Confetti falls from the classroom ceiling. It's perfect.
It did.
So let's imagine you're a new teacher just starting out this school year, or actually in August in 2024. What resources or cool things can you share that you think a new teacher or an experienced teacher should know about and have access to and maybe use in their classroom?
Okay. So I have called myself the Canva evangelist because I'm a huge fan of Canva. Not just because I do so many presentations in my current job. And it's a great presentation tool, but I happen to know there's so many different tools that are available on it for teachers that are already ready to go, and they're good. And it would save them a whole lot of time and a whole lot of money on a certain another website that charges them money for stuff. So Canva is the way to go. Shout out Canva. You're more than welcome to sponsor us. Canva.
There you go. All right, cool. Angie, I've been thinking that there needs to be more and more and more movies about teachers and the great things they do, right? Mm-hmm. So
blockbusters.
Blockbusters, huge. Instead of Marvel movies, we'll have teacher movies, right?
Yes.
They'll have conventions about teacher movies where people will flock to San Diego or wherever for week-long conventions.
Yes.
TeacherCon, yeah. So when this act, that's a good idea, actually. Let's start.
Let's
make this happen. So when this finally happens, who's playing you in the movie about your teaching career, your astonishing teaching career.
I should indeed.
What do we got?
Okay, so I'm going to throw a little monkey wrench in all this. So I really don't want to have a movie about it because I think it'll. I don't want it to end up on a on like streaming service, like tucked down deep that you have to really hunt for it. So I would rather have a song written
Oh,
about me,
okay.
like by none other than Taylor Swift, writing a song about how fabulous I am, and in particular, teachers are. So yeah, that would be cool because she's got a whole bunch of people that listen to her, and if they not necessarily just about me, but if they were to hear like how you should treat your teachers, be sweet to your teachers, love your teachers, bring gifts to your teachers, whatever, that would be amazing. That would be cool.
Let's get our people on the phone. Let's make this happen.
Yes, and I think also having a whole section at one of her concerts just for teachers.
Yes. How crazy. There's people walking around who were her teachers. Like, I mean,
Yes, and I'm sure most of them are beloved by
sure.
her.
I mean, it'd be cool. Yeah, I taught her in eighth grade. That would be pretty cool.
That would be very
Yes.
cool.
All
Thank you.
right. So I appreciate that. No movie but a song. That's the first time we've had that. And Taylor Swift. I mean, she's kind of big. So,
I'm aiming big, aiming
all right,
big.
cool, awesome. So, Angie Battle, I want to thank you for joining us on the Teach and Tell podcast. And I want to thank you for being A, an outstanding educator, and B, an outstanding GCE staff member who goes around the state of Georgia and trains thousands of teachers a year and does an amazing job at it. So, you are a great resource that everybody should know about if they're not out there going to Georgia Council workshops. So, thank you, Angie.
Yeah, you're so welcome. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Teach and Tell podcast. Help us spread the word and promote great teachers by giving us a 5-star rating wherever you listen to podcasts. Until next time, I'm Mike Raymer, and I'm here to remind you that econ is life.